This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I feel like Hannah's been making fun of me and like roasting me, and I want to know why. What's going on with this? We're commercial free on the Brett Magus show. So Hannah apparently says that every single time she looks at my profile picture, she laughs. Why? What's wrong with my profile picture?
I mean, it seriously makes me pee my pants, Brett.
What? Why? What is wrong with my profile
it just
picture?
It doesn't fit you. Like, I don't know what happened. It's your profile picture on TikTok. And like if I first discovered this because I sent you a TikTok and then it came up on my profile like video shared with Robert Mega. And I look
what
at
is
your
it,
picture.
Though? What is-
I don't you tell me what this is.
Stop.
It's like a
I'm a human being.
It's a monster. Like it looks like an alien cartoon thing. It has
Oh,
sharp,
so it's not me.
It's
sharp
not you. Teeth.
Wait,
one
hold on.
Big eye.
So it's not me. I thought you were describing me. It looks like a monster.
I was,
it's so ugly.
Bad photo day.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay, so wait. On my TikTok, there is a picture of me as a cartoon?
No.
No, it's not you.
Not one big eye. Four eyes, yellow,
Let
sharp
me see
teeth.
It. Whoa. Okay, so it does look like an alien creature. It's like one of those ones that you just like subbed in because you didn't pick one.
Right.
Which like it used to just be like the, when you used to not pick something, just be like an egg. But no, it's like some weird TikTok thing.
When people don't have a profile picture on TikTok, it's just the first letter of their name.
Yeah.
It like automatically fills in. Brett,
you
this
chose
is a photo
this.
You selected.
I did not choose that.
Yes, you did. That's not how TikTok works.
That's not. Nobody else has this profile picture. It's just
you're
you.
Damn right they don't. Right. That's cool.
Like what?
I did not
don't
choose
get
it.
It. The Brett,
reason
you did.
So the reason my TikTok even exists the way it exists is weird because we switched my TikTok to the Brett Mega Show's TikTok, and when I just said like I think I was with Hannah when I made a new account like at the same time. I'm like, oh, I'll just make a new account so I could still be on TikTok and then Hannah could take over because Hannah does all of our social and posts all of our social. So I'm like, here's this password to my old Brett Mega TikTok. And I made a new TikTok. Is it even named Brett Mega? What is it named? I don't even know if it's named Brett
it's
Mega.
Probably user 1234.
Yeah,
no, it's not some like it's Robert Mega.
It's Robert Mega. So it didn't even they wouldn't even let me use probably Brett Mega because I had already had Brett Mega and we were switching the name. So it's like my like government first name because Brett Mega is my middle name. So it's like Robert Mega and then chosen with like an alien guy. I think you picked that alien guy for me because I was with you when I switched it. I feel like I'm being set up. Like this is a sabotage.
I just don't understand why everybody else has a letter and you have this ugly thing.
It's not ugly. First off, that I want to vote. Put my guy on the Men Madness bracket that we're voting on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That thing is adorable. That thing is right up there with Baby Yoda.
No.
No.
No, that guy is cute. Vote for him.
He's so ugly, I feel bad right. for him.
Vote for him. Do you think he's cute? But how are you gonna phrase it? Don't throw me under the bus. Ugly or hottie? Hot or
ugly
not?
Ugly or hottie? I will post this picture on the Brett Mega Show Instagram. I mean, guys, I don't know what to even do about it. Every
it's
time
adorable.
I see it, it makes me like,
I like
my
it.
Pants.
I actually don't remember, because this is like over a year ago. I don't remember if I selected it, if it auto did it, whatever. But if I did do it, I would love it. I love that guy.
I think
he's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
I actually think you should change all of your profile pictures to this.
Yeah. He might give Joshua Bassett a run.
Oh my gosh, Kevin!
We did the hot madness and Joshua Bassett literally got 4 votes. It was like AB's family. That dude didn't get any votes. My alien guy would probably beat him in the competition.
Not a chance.
My alien guy's cute. Go to Instagram, Brett Mega Show. Don't go to our TikTok because we can't even find that Robert Mega TikTok. Go to the Instagram to see this little alien guy. He's adorable. Brett Mega Show. And then vote because then he's going to feel bad. I like that guy.
Do I do a poll? Is he ugly or not?
Yeah.
Hot or not?
Hot or not? How are you going to hot or not? Hot and then put not.
Alien out?
I guarantee he gets 80%. He's going to get way more votes than Joshua Bassett
hot?
For sure.
Not.
All right.
All right, guys,
it's
posted.
Go see my cutie.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.